Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Is the downfall of the United Kingdom inevitable? We will show you on this program what the answer is to this question. And we want to go back in time to show you that the downfall had been postponed for a while, but now it is very clearly going in that direction. On Monday, April 8, Margaret Thatcher died. She was 87 years old. She was known as the Iron Lady. And even though most responded with respect and appreciation, there was an unbelievable movement in the United Kingdom. Our local minister, Mr. Brian Gale, sent us the following report. The sick nature of anti-Thatcher comments and activity has manifested itself in street parties and other celebrations at her death. A sign of callousness and disregard for human dignity that is becoming part of the nation's psyche. And then he gives a link to articles which were published by the Daily Mail, and I just want to give you the headlines. Left's chorus of hatred, champagnes in the streets, students' union cheers, and wild internet taunts. Glasgow, more than 300 people attended impromptu street party. London, over 100 people gathered in Brixton to celebrate. Facebook campaign to take Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead to number one. Durham Miners Association, her death was a great day for coal miners. NUS National Conference reported to have cheered at news of her death. Baroness Thatcher's death unleashed a wave of hatred from the left, and on it goes. Something like that is just disgusting. But I want to refer you now to some positive news, respectful news, comments, for instance, which were published by GTA on April 8, saying this, GTA, a magazine, a newspaper, a news agency in Israel. Thatcher was supportive of Israel, but had a troublesome relationship with Begin. She called Begin the most difficult man she had to deal with. She also strongly opposed Israel's bombing of Iraq's nuclear reactor. She believed that the Arab-Israeli conflict was the center of the Western world's difficulties in the Middle East, pressing Israeli leaders to make peace with the Palestinians in order to cool regional tensions. But in spite of that, notice how Mr. Netanyahu responded. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu mourned her passing in a statement. She was truly a great leader, a woman of principle, of determination, of conviction, of strength, a woman of greatness, Netanyahu said. Thatcher reportedly had no patience for anti-Semitism, nor those who espoused it. She was a strong supporter of Soviet Jewry. I found the following article, which was published by the Washington Post here in the United States, particularly revealing. They said on April 8, "Unless we change our ways and our direction, our greatness as a nation will soon be a footnote in the history books, a distant memory of an offshore island, lost in the mists of time like Camelot, remembered kindly for its noble past." Margaret Thatcher presented that grim vision for Britain in 1979, the year she became Prime Minister. Then, for the next 11 and a half years, almost as long as three U.S. presidential terms, she worked with fierce determination and unrelenting stubbornness to dispel it. By the time she left office reluctantly in 1990, there was not much talk anymore of Britain's decline. Mrs. Thatcher had changed not only her country's direction, but also its standing in the world. She continued to be passionately detested by some and admired and respected by others long after she left office, and her record will be debated for decades or centuries. What is hardly debatable is the proposition that she was, in every sense of the word, a leader. It goes on to say, she strengthened Britain's ties with the United States, bolstered its military, supported the placement of intermediate-range missiles in Europe, an extremely controversial move at the time, and spoke out with undiplomatic boldness when she took offense at some countries' actions. "I cannot bear Britain in decline, I just cannot," she said in an interview shortly before her election as Prime Minister 32 years ago. She did what she thought necessary to stop that decline, and she didn't really seem to have much worry about what anyone else thought of it. That are the great characteristics of a great leader. And she did that. She was able to postpone the decline. But after she left office, no leader like her ever has arisen in Great Britain and will not in the future either until Jesus Christ returns. And so therefore, that decline of Great Britain is in fact prophesied to be inevitable. Here's an article by Mail Online dated April 8. Prime Minister David Cameron said she had a lion-hearted love of this country and fought for Britain's interests all the way. Margaret Thatcher took a country that was on its knees and made Britain stand tall again. When people said Britain could not be great again, she proved them wrong. Deutsche Welle added the following on April 8, and it is well known that Margaret Thatcher opposed reunification, and she isn't that liked in Germany because of that. However, notice the respectful comments even the German press made about her. Former British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher was the most important British politician of the post-war period and one of the most influential politicians of the 20th century. She was initially opposed to German reunification, telling Gorbachev 2 months before the fall of the wall that it would lead to a change in post-war borders, and we cannot allow that because such a development would undermine the stability of the whole international situation and could endanger our security. By the way, she wasn't the only one opposed to reunification. Mr. Gorbachev was too. President Bush Sr. was as well, originally. Der Spiegel Online added on April 8, she drove West German Chancellor Helmut Kohl to the verge of desperation with her dodged resistance to German reunification. As a member of the war generation, she didn't trust the Germans to find the right path. Even her own critics don't dispute that Thatcher was one of the most dominant political figures of the 20th century. When she was elected Prime Minister in May of 1979, the country was suffering from hopeless self-doubt and an anemic economy. The country that was once the world's greatest empire had become the sick man of Europe. Now, it also goes on to say, though, that the end of her term came in November 1990, not with an electoral defeat, but a rebellion from within her own party. Her anti-EU policies had isolated her from her cabinet, leading her to resign when she realized she no longer had their support. Throughout her life, she was unable to get over this betrayal. And then let's also listen to The Local, dated April 8. German Chancellor Angela Merkel hailed former British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher as an extraordinary leader who played a pivotal role in overcoming Europe's Cold War division. Merkel is a fellow conservative who was often compared to Thatcher when she became chancellor in 2005. In fact, she is being termed as the Iron Chancellor of Germany, or the Iron Lady of Germany. So she spoke with respect of Margaret Thatcher. And they all seemed to realize that it was because of Margaret Thatcher and what she did, what she was led to do, that the downfall of Britain at that time was postponed. It goes on to say, Germany's ex-Chancellor Helmut Kohl also had fond words for Thatcher. Kohl, 83, who governed Germany for a record 16 years, said fellow conservative Thatcher was an upstanding fighter and representative of the interests of her country. Kohl was a driving force behind European enlargement and integration in the years after the Berlin Wall fell in 1989, leading to German reunification, which Thatcher initially vehemently opposed. Now, what happened in Germany at the time when the wall fell, when the Iron Curtain fell, and when then unification took place, when the euro was introduced? All of that has been described by worldly historians, not biblically oriented historians. Those don't even seemingly understand the Bible, but they said there were forces behind it which forced all of this to happen. They said nobody could have stopped it. But you see, at the time, certain people had to be in place to bring it about. It had to be brought about because the Bible clearly prophesied it. It prophesied that Europe would become the most powerful bloc in the world under German leadership. I'm talking about continental Europe. The Bible also prophesied that Great Britain or the United Kingdom will not be part of it, will not be part of it ultimately. But you see, with a divided Germany, that could have never taken place. Now, many years ago, prior to even the wall was built, a great visionary, I like to call him that, Herbert W. Armstrong, had written articles and had spoken on radio and later on television saying that Germany will lead Europe. And then the wall was built. And of course, Germany was still divided. And he said the wall will come down and the unification of Germany will take place. And most people scoffed at him. They scoffed at him when he talked about the fact that after World War II and Germany was in ruins, he said Germany will rise again. He knew it because he understood the Bible. I am telling you now because I understand the Bible. Now, many people don't. Many people have all kinds of ideas as to what the Bible may or may not be saying. I'm telling you right now, the downfall of the United Kingdom is inevitable because the time has come for that to happen and there's no leader on the horizon in Britain, in the United Kingdom, which could stop it. We are sending out a weekly update. And in the weekly update of this week, which is actually free and you can receive a copy on email if you want, we have this to say. We have a current event section in that weekly update. We also have an editorial. We have biblical Q&As and so on. But under the current events, we say, we begin with paying tribute to Margaret Thatcher, 87, who died Monday. She was undoubtedly the greatest British leader since Winston Churchill. She was able to restore Britain to temporary greatness. However, after her resignation as Prime Minister, Britain returned to its path of steady decline, and no leader has risen since who would have been able to reverse that trend, nor will there be any such leader in the future prior to Christ's return. Mrs. Thatcher seems to have had a discerning view regarding political developments in Europe and Germany's future role, an insight which is lacking these days in most politicians. Her opposition to German reunification and European totalitarian integration made her unpopular in Europe and especially in Germany. But who is to tell whether she was not given an inkling of a perception as to what the Bible prophesies is going to happen in the not too distant future? Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.